It is your KORN News Radio Sports on this Tuesday, December 16th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. The week ahead here for Dakota Wesleyan men's basketball. We'll be back at the Corn Palace tomorrow night, hosting Northwestern. That is a men's-only game at 7 o'clock. The Tigers currently tied for 8th place in the GPAC with a 2-4 conference record. The Tigers are 5-7 overall. Meanwhile, 14th-ranked Dakota Wesleyan women's basketball headed to Hawaii this week. They'll have a pair of games, one on Thursday at 3 o'clock against Providence out of Montana, and then they'll take on Campbellsville out of Kentucky on Friday afternoon at 5:15 Central Time. The Tigers are 5-2 in the GPAC. That's currently tied with Hastings for 3rd place in the conference. We do have coverage this Thursday night of South Dakota State women's basketball as they will be at Duke at 6 o'clock. Pre-game show starts at 5:30 Central. Jackrabbit women have won 5 in a row. They're 10-2 on the season. Meanwhile, Duke, they're only 4-6, but 3 of those losses against top 5 teams in the country. Duke won at Brookings last year, 75-71, on its way to an Elite 8 appearance. Mitchell Wrestling hosting Huron for a home duel. That's coming up on Thursday night at the high school gym. The girls will start at 6 o'clock, followed by the boys at 7. Also, it's the big Jill McCormick Invitational coming up Saturday with Mitchell Gymnastics. That'll start at 11 a.m. at the high school gym with 15 teams scheduled to compete. USD basketball back in action tomorrow night. The men will host Dakota State at 7 o'clock. USD men are 6-6 on the season, while the Coyote women, they'll be out in California taking on Pepperdine at 8 p.m. Central Time. Coyote women are 8-3 here as they start to wrap up their non-conference season. Minnesota Twins have made their first off-season signing. They have signed veteran first baseman Josh Bell to a one-year deal worth $7 million. Bell, a 33-year-old switch hitter, coming off a season with the Washington Nationals, which he hit .237, hit 22 home runs with 63 RBIs. Bell has played for 5 teams over the past 4 seasons, has 193 career home runs, including a career-high 37 back in 2019. Pittsburgh Steelers beat the Miami Dolphins last night on Monday Night Football to stay atop the AFC North. Aaron Rodgers threw for 224 yards and 2 touchdowns as the Steelers won 28-15. Pittsburgh has now won 23 straight home games on Monday Night Football. They now hold a 1-game lead over the Baltimore Ravens for the division lead. Meanwhile, the Miami Dolphins, their playoff hopes just about over as the Dolphins fall to 6-8 with just 3 games remaining. Patrick Mahomes did have a successful surgery yesterday to repair his torn ACL in his left knee. Doctors also fixed a torn LCL. The Chiefs quarterback had the procedure performed last night in Dallas. Mahomes was injured late in Sunday's loss to the Chargers, a game that eliminated Kansas City from playoff contention. Recovery expected to take about 9 months, putting Mahomes' availability for the start of next season in question. And that's Look At Your Sports for this Tuesday, December 16th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.